This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
Cat's out of the bag for Catherine and Whitney. Danny shows off her sweet hot gentry, and we dive into Shep's relationship. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now let the buzz begin.
Yeah. We are back.
That was a sexy intro. That was sexy,
you.
Boys.
Girl.
You see why I'm so focused? I have to be focused in order for me to... Now that that's out, you know, I can...
You can narrate...
Cats out of the bag, girl.
Can narrate some audiobooks like Passion on the Plains or something.
Not like your Hey Girl.
I mean, that's true.
That's legendary.
Yeah, that really turns people on, let me tell you.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Southern Charm After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. We are thrilled to be here today. This is the crew. We are all here tonight.
Nobody's leaving early.
We are here to stay. Before we get started, I'd love to introduce my lovely co-host, starting with Matt.
Hey everybody, I'm Matt Maher. I'm so happy to be here. And also, we've got some good news. Mm-hmm. Catherine is talking about her mental health on Watch What Happens Live, sugars. Mm-hmm.
And I'm Crystal McLaughlin. Stay tuned for our special segment, which is Not So Charming Moment. And basically, you guys should be picking your own Not So Charming Moment from the cast members. Mm-hmm. So tune in.
Yes.
I'm Susan Pinkney, and I'm very happy to be back with this group. I enjoyed last week, and I look forward to the whole season.
Yay. Yeah, we got some really good comments on our YouTube channel saying how, you know, Susan is a great addition to this panel.
They loved you.
So I'm glad people are loving you. And hey, everyone, my name is Maite Carrillo. Let's get started with tonight's episode.
Yeah, and remember, everybody, I'm looking at the live chat tonight.
Oh, yes.
So if you're in there, chat it up. We'll call you out. Also, if you subscribe and you're new to the show, let us know, and I will shut you out.
Yeah, and then be sure to, like, also add in your not-so-charming moment. You know, be a part of the conversation.
Yeah. And that'll be interesting, actually, to hear what other people have to say.
Yes.
Okay, so let's get started. And I want to start off with the introduction to Eliza, because we do get a little bit more in deep detail of who she is, where she comes from. She warmed our hearts, said no one ever. Matt, I know you had some stuff to say in regards to her as this entire scene was taking place. Can you dive in deep and tell us your thoughts on Eliza?
Y'all.
So humble, Eliza.
Y'all, my dad cheated on my mom. And I couldn't have $1,000 debutante ball.
I mean... What did she say? We ain't all had easy lives. And I said,
yes.
This is for people who don't get it. This is the personification of white privilege. I mean, literally.
Can we get a round of applause on that? Because that is so true.
I'm just like, girl. I mean, I guess problems are problems. But we did find out she comes from this legacy family. And I get it. I'm kind of South. Susan, you're from the South.
Yes.
We get what it is when you have this your name, who you, it's like Game of Thrones, Targaryens. Like, it is, though. It is like what your family name is very important. Like, I'm
Limehouse.
Sure. Yes. Limehouse. Like, I'm sure people are probably, I can't imagine what the Ravenel family is doing to Thomas. They're like saying, bye, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So, I started to empathize with her. Like, just because, you know, I get it. You know, everybody has their parents cheating on my happened in my family. Like, I get it. That's hard. And that's a breakup of a family. But then, when she just was like, I've had such a hard life compared to Catherine hasn't had it easy. I'm like, girl, I'm out.
Girl, bye.
You started to reel me in, and I'm out.
Mm-hmm. She's on her own. No, she's honestly, like, I totally agree. I am lightly embarrassed for her. And not only that, like, I will have to say that I was looking at our chat that from last week, yeah. And in the comments section, not in the comment section, but in the thumbs up, thumbs down, we got a lot of thumbs down, which we never get. And I'm almost positive with all those family members, it had to be them.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Look, like, at Eliza comments, they were thumbs downing.
Yeah, no, just, you know how there's
the
a
general
thumbs,
yeah, thumbs up, downs of the video.
We never get that many. Like,
it's the haters.
It's the haters.
Maybe
yeah.
Ashley had her trolls.
Oh, probably.
Know
who
she
knows?
Has
she does. Oh, whatever.
Hey, there's seven people
her?
In the chat right now.
Oh, that's funny.
That's great. But yeah, I'm like, I'm literally, I was just like, are you serious? I can't believe she even, like, tried to compare herself to Catherine. Like, you cannot compare the two. You don't want, first of all, she has no children, mm-hmm. so she doesn't even know the hardships of that. But also, it's just like you came from a legacy of like privilege.
Yeah, yeah. But I will say this on her behalf, and I don't know, I hope I won't regret this later.
girl.
I just feel like that she's so young that her experience of, you know, trauma and, you know, bad things happening in life is very limited.
Oh,
so she
true.
Doesn't understand that, okay, the devastation that Catherine feels with what's going on with her and her children's father and, you know, everything that she's been through and her name being dragged through the mud doesn't compare to her family's
But
situation.
Then you have Cameron trying to explain this to her, and she's trying to take her underneath her wing.
Something
and still,
you can't explain,
you
can't, though.
Yeah, you
Something
can't explain.
Something you gotta live.
You do. You definitely
it's like
have
that,
to
you know what I mean? That, like, hot guy, that bad boy who's really good in bed.
Yes.
And you know you don't need to keep going down there. And the next
but
thing
you do.
Know.
But you do.
But you do. And the next thing you know, you're in your Toyota Corolla at 3 in the morning outside of his apartment texting him saying, who's that bitch? Who's that bitch?
Amen to that.
Amen. We've all been
there. But that wasn't you. But that wasn't you, right?
We've
all
been there. Toyota Corolla.
I have a Camry.
We're starting with the Toyota, Honda, Camry here. You know, the life is tough.
Yep.
We have forever in
started.
Our...
Started? What are you talking about, girl? I still got
true.
It. Hashtag 1999 Toyota Camry. Yeah. Yes, I do.
Toyota Camry.
I take donations if anybody would like to donate a car.
GoFundMe. Forever and Always in the chat, Forever and Always says, Eliza didn't get invited to social events. Well, bless her little heart.
Mm-hmm.
Tabitha Roadhouse. That sounds like a really cool, like, lesbian name. Tabitha Roadhouse. I love it. She says, Eliza is just too much for me. Take a seat, girl.
Oh, yes. So,
but I get what you're saying.
But I get what you're saying. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
And you feel a little pity for her in some way because, you know, I am a woman. And two, you know, we've all been young and said or done things that, you know, you regret later on in life. And you just don't know because you haven't had that experience. So, you know, I'll give her a little bit of that.
Yeah,
that's all I would give her too. I won't give her much because the way that she was expressing herself and saying all these things, I'm just like, you have not gone through life. You've not gone through at least one thing in life to really set you.
Yeah.
Having a divorce, yes, everybody goes through that, but you have such a backbone behind you to help you get through that.
Yeah.
You know, you have the money for it. But anyways, let's jump into Catherine's new house. You guys, so she's renting this house. She didn't purchase it, and she's spending $6,600 a month for it. Now, she's getting criticized by Cameron, by some of the other ladies, and saying how she's not fully investing her money into it. Do we think this is a smart move for Catherine to make? I mean, she's doing it for her children.
Absolutely not.
What
she's
do you think,
really
Susan?
Not doing it for her children. Her children just need a bed. Mm-hmm. They need a place to put their things, and they don't need, what was it, like a 3-story townhouse in downtown. Yeah. $6,000 a month, almost $7,000 a month.
I mean, that's expensive for Los Angeles.
Yeah.
We live in Los Angeles, and that's expensive.
And I understand that, you know, she feels empowered now. Mm-hmm. She's making her own money, so she wants to make her own decisions and, you know, upgrade her life, especially after living in the basement in Thomas's house. So I understand her motivation, but I feel like she needs a really good financial advisor.
She really does, and I think that's the thing. I think the women are there to be supportive. Yes, they're like... concerned. I wouldn't necessarily say criticizing. I think they're more of like, oh my gosh, wait, she hasn't had any life experiences, mm-hmm. and how is she going to go ahead and spend all this money when she has two children to take care of? You know, that money really is going down the drain. So I agree with you.
Because
I don't know,
bad
move.
I mean, she's obviously the model for Gwen's, and obviously she's doing She's doing a lot of, like, you know, like Naomi and stuff like that. She's like making a clothing line, and
she has that furniture line. Her kids' furniture line.
So, which I hope, which is good. Which, but you know, this show is season 6 now. It's not going to last forever. Don't you go away. I'll be pissed.
I want
at least 10 seasons. But still, though, it's your 15 minutes of fame. So, like, nobody remember, unless you're very smart, people don't remember people that were on The Bachelor 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So, although this is a bigger show. But still, so it does, I mean, I don't think there's necessarily she needs to buy a home yet. Maybe she's not ready for that. But mm-hmm. you look at the difference of her and the difference of Chelsea, who is, like, a very modest home mm-hmm. and probably, you know, she just had to work hard for her money, Chelsea. Right. Not
and
that
she
Catherine hasn't.
On the house by herself. By herself. Yeah. To save money.
And it's hard. It's a, you know, it's a thing. I think we all come with this, not in like, I don't want to shame, especially a single mom about how that's been. And I'm just saying, we're none of us are doing that.
Right.
It's more of kind of the way Cameron was saying, like, we want for Catherine so much.
Absolutely.
We
want her
to
have,
we want her to have stability because she hasn't been able to have that with Crazy Cuckoo Thomas.
Right.
And so I'm like, girl, even get you like, you know, but get you like a duplex. Rent the other side.
I'm going to contradict myself. So maybe, hopefully, you know, maybe she has some secret business that we don't know about or some investment. Like maybe she has Kylie Jenner money coming up that we don't have, you know, any clue about that she's investing in cosmetics or some brand or something that like maybe it's just not that publicized. Mm-hmm. I did see where Thomas, of course, was suing her for child support. Mm-hmm. So maybe spousal there support. Is mm-hmm. a, you know, somewhere, somehow, there's money that we don't know about. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that's the case. Because otherwise, it is kind of, it's tragic.
Well, she comes from money. She comes from money.
She comes from a name, but not money. That's what I thought.
She comes from money. And then not only that, but I feel like Thomas, in his reports, he's been saying how she makes millions of dollars every year. And he wants to know where all that money is coming from and kind of like dig into that. So that's their whole case.
Okay.
So everything's kind of in the works where everybody doesn't exactly know where she's getting her money, just the fact that she does make millions every year. So for her to be paying this amount of money every month, for her, it's pretty much nothing. But it's not smart.
You should get a home cheaper. I'd love to. This is so such a Southern thing where we say we don't talk about money, but we all talk about it behind. They're like, what's she doing? Like, we all, I feel like they even do it more in the South. Like, people are like, all my family are in my business and vice versa.
Well, I just have to say, if she is making that kind of money, good for her.
Go for it.
Then go and, you know, if you're making millions and millions and millions of dollars, like $6,000 a month, $7,000 a month is nothing for you.
Right.
But, you know, we're just concerned, you know, we want to support her and we want to see her succeed.
Yeah.
And especially in the long run.
But the house was gorgeous.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Someone who definitely has someone helping them in managing their money and kind of managing their daily lifestyle is Craig. So he has a relationship manager. Her name is Anna. He keeps her schedule, calendar. It's like his own personalized Siri, you know, like life person Siri. What do you think about that, Crystal? And the fact that he has someone to help him.
I am jealous. Okay. I just want to say how jealous I am, because I would love someone that helped me manage my time, because let's just be honest, I am not the best with time management. If it helps him succeed and he makes more money this way and he becomes more successful this way, like for instance, him trying to find somebody to help him make all these pillows, like a company, why not? It's an investment that is maybe expensive right now, but it will not be in the long run.
Do we think his pillow business with Patricia is actually taking off?
Well, we're seeing that he's making, that they're selling them. They are.
Yeah.
And so, like, you're seeing, like,
they
I
are?
Just saw Cam posted on Instagram.
I want one.
We all want one.
I want a free one, bitch.
That's what I'm saying. Patricia, we know you're watching. So.
Can I also mention that I feel like what's really good about him having this time management assistant is that I wrote down, like, he's got ADD. And you know, when you have ADD, you need someone to kind of like put you down in a chair and be like, do this, you know?
I think it's the smartest thing Craig's done.
Yes.
Of course.
He needs someone to nag him.
She knows business.
Yes.
And it was funny because he asked her what was in a legal contract, and she said, well, you went to law school, so you need to read it.
Yes.
And he doesn't know what a W-9 is. And so there's a lot of things that we all kind of expect someone who's running their own company to know that he doesn't. And so the good thing is, and I love Craig for this, is that he found someone who knows those things, so he doesn't have to worry about it. Yes. He can just be creative and do what he needs to do. I don't like, and obviously we think Anna's a great lady. I don't like that she's like, oh, just sign 3 checks and he's going to do it, because
I was a little too. I was like,
yeah,
I didn't think about that. You're right.
He doesn't know business that
y'all, because
well.
Even Oprah signs her checks and knows what they are. She does. She says if they're over $100,000, I sign them. I was like, I want to get to that in my place. In my $20,000 check, I don't need to sign it. But I think this is maybe one of the smartest things Craig has done.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because know thyself, and he knows. This is what I need. This is going back a little bit, but it's such a good point. I have to bring it up.
Yes.
Maria Marks in the chat brought up a point that, what's her name? Catherine's raising Ravenel children. So there's like a standard. So she talks about she might be afraid of Thomas's father or his family trying to get custody of their children. So that could be a thing too when you're that rich. And I never thought about that.
No, I didn't either.
So that, thank you for Maria Marks.
Yes,
that's a great little.
That was a great point.
But anyway, Craig, I'm here for it. He needs a nag.
He
would do it.
Yeah, and he even said so himself. He's like, I need someone that's going to nag me, not my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so that's at great. Least he knows himself.
I'm like looking at this girl, and I'm just seeing how so easily she can be captivated by his charm and his wit.
I know.
That I hope she doesn't end up falling
for him.
Oh,
she's not.
Him.
She's not. You can tell that she looked at him like, oh, come on.
I think she's smarter than that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's hope and pray for that, you know? Mm-hmm. Let's have a moment of silence.
Here's the deal. When you see somebody in their business sense, like,
it's different.
Not just women. Maybe women do, because a lot of women want to have children. But, I mean, even a lot of men want... Like, if I was with a guy and I see first off that, like, he doesn't know what a W-9 is, right. I'm going to be like, oh, you can't raise my baby.
Well, I mean, the man is ordering beef jerky and he doesn't even know where he got it from. And she seemed really annoyed about that. And, you know, that says something.
She knew. She goes, well, did you get drunk and order this?
Yes.
And so that was kind of...
Yeah, she knows.
Not something you normally say to your boss.
Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing. Yeah.
And then your boss responds to this.
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember. I guess so. Was a W-9?
Yeah. Give me a beef jerky.
I hate beef jerky. Anyways, someone who we definitely...
I do a Slim Jim.
Slim Jim. Girl, no.
No.
Someone who I personally love to see was Danny's new boo, Gentry. And when I heard the name Gentry, I'm like... JD? Matt?
Go ahead, Jen and Gentry. Gentry.
Oh, I miss that.
Oh,
we
got
to bring
JD.
It back. Yes. Now we got to be, now bring
we,
it back.
Now we have to bring it back because it's this guy named Gentry. And everybody, you know, we all kind of looked at each other. We're like, oh my God, it's this name. It's following us everywhere.
So
it's
basically, this is what Matt used to do all the time.
I love it.
Favorite
like, yes. Seriously, it's my stomach just flipped when you did that. I love that. That's awesome.
Maybe because you're so grossed out by him because he's so gross.
Yeah.
But it is funny that his name is Gentry. Y'all, Gentry is hot.
Gentry is good looking.
I mean,
what?
So Danny was engaged before last season. She was engaged.
I remember that.
And then during the hiatus, she broke off her engagement, and now she has this guy. What I love about Danny was that during her talk with Shep, is like she's so chill, laid back. I feel like she's more comfortable than ever before.
I agree with that. Yeah,
and I really liked that side of her and how she was setting Shep's relationship and everything in tone, which we'll definitely we'll get to. But before we do, Susan has a few words to share with you all.
Well, I just want to say thank you guys very much for, you know, all of the comments and for watching and for making us the ESPN of TV talk. We truly appreciate it. So however you're listening or watching, just make sure you give us love, you know, like us, subscribe, give us, you know, 5 stars, whatever you can do, just give us the love. We love you guys back. And we appreciate it because when you do that, you help us continue to be able to bring the show to you and we can all talk about Southern Charm together.
That's right.
Yay.
We sure do.
Thank you.
You,
sugar.
We appreciate all of the comments we get on our iTunes as well. I was checking them out yesterday and there's comments saying, like, you guys are the highlight of my week.
Awesome.
This is what I go and I listen to during I'm working out at the gym. There's also been certain fans from Southern Charm that have sent me DMs sending news and gossip.
Yes. names.
So awesome. You said news, and I thought you were going to say news.
Eliza.
Like, no.
Is Eliza in there?
No, unless nudes. You look like Gentry. Gentry, you can slide in anything in my DMs.
You can slide on mine.
But yeah, if people let us know they're from the podcast, let us know. Because I don't have a ton, but sometimes people, and I'm like, who is this? So let us know, hey, I listened to your Southern Charm show, and I'll add you back.
Yeah, same.
I even get, I've had, people who listen in, and they're like, hey, did you just check out this news? You know, they'll send me a DM, and it'll be like, someone Eliza. So, hi, Eliza. Thank you.
That's cute.
So, I do have one quick thing to say. Yes. Mm-hmm. Last week, I made a mistake, and I wanted to correct myself, because in the comments, it made me go back and look. Madison did not set up a secret camera. Yes. It was one of the girls in the bathroom who set the camera up.
Yeah, we'll get to that part. Yes.
Oh. And I just want to make sure that
we are
Madison.
Real news here. Yeah. We have a correction.
But to defend you as well, they didn't specify it in the episode.
No.
So this was specified until something happened, right? Where we got more clarification, which we'll talk about later on today.
Okay.
Yes, but good one. Because you
we're
never
like the
know
New York Times. We correct ourselves.
Okay, so let's move on to, I hate that I have to say her name, Ashley getting the outstanding, Outstanding Nurse of the Year Award. So we had a Chelsea talking a little bit about that. No, I'm sorry, not Chelsea.
Cameron.
Danny Cameron and Naomi. Mm-hmm. And they were chatting about this. How do we feel about her receiving an award? Do we think that Cameron should have reached out to her? What do you think, Susan?
I
feel like the Nurses Association, you know, we love you guys. You guys do a great job. But what they wanted was a little press, a little PR. Yeah. They wanted some news cameras to show up. They needed something, someone. Okay, so let's honor this girl who's very newsworthy, very buzzworthy. So let's honor her. And that's what happened. Because I can't imagine of all of the nurses in, you know, Charleston, South Carolina, that whole area, that she was the one that had the best bedside manner. The one who, you know, everyone else can look up to. She's only been in that area for, a couple years, maybe?
Yeah.
Do we know, though, if this was in Charleston or was it back here in L.A.?
No, I think it was here in L.A.
Was it?
Yeah, because she has her license here in L.A., so she never got her. She never got her.
But she did could get her.
She did.
Yeah, she did.
She did get her license here. Yeah, because I remember she said that
in Charleston.
Yes.
Yeah, she said that once in an episode
she
or
did.
Something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
What?
Because her and Thomas, I think, were fighting, and she said,
and I thought she was working on it.
This is what she said. So I think Ash is a little bit like Fox News. We can't believe everything they say.
Hashtag fake news. Yeah. So the fact that she won this award or anything, it kind of gives me the feeling that the episode where she's going to appear is coming up, and they're kind of lingering this a little bit. Which, by the way, I just started following Ashley on Instagram. I was like, I don't want to do it. I want to do it. I don't want to do it. And I just did it. And she's posting pictures with Landon now.
With Landon?
Yes.
What?
God.
Yes. What? You buried the lead?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all, Landon is insufferable.
Girl, yes.
Talk about white privilege at its finest.
Oh, my.
But it's smart. Again, it's another opportunity for attention and press.
For both.
So two hated people, two people that, you know, people didn't appreciate the way that they were on the show. They both mistreated Catherine. They both hated Catherine. They both were, you know, Thomas supporters. And now all of a sudden they found each other as friends. And Landon has been accused. We don't know if that's true. She allegedly slept with Thomas as well. So I can't imagine Ashley just automatically wanting to be friends with someone who slept with your boyfriend.
I'm sure she told her a story and was like, that was not true. I promise, Ashley.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happened. And she just posted it, too, a few days ago. So it's both of them.
God. Well, Trista Love says that Ashley's video was a slap in the face to nurses everywhere. I know. And Praying to Lose Davis said, preach it.
Yes, girl. We are preaching here.
Man, they're both so gross, but at the same time, if they were both on TV, like, I would be eating that AfterBuzz popcorn.
Yeah.
I would be so ready for it.
Imagine Landon showing up with Ashley to that barbecue. Oh, my God. That would give me the chills.
But wait,
I'd love it.
With Eliza. So have all three of them. Eliza, Ashley,
Landon did move to L.A.
Yeah.
Landon's in L.A. now.
Yeah.
And that's, oh, wow.
Okay, so now let's move on to Chelsea's housewarming party.
Sure.
Once we now that you mentioned Eliza, I'm like, wait, she didn't appear in nothing else in this episode. She didn't show up to Chelsea's. Yeah. Right, and I'm just like, it's a give or take. It really doesn't make any sense to me why she's on the show. So let's get into this. And so we start talking about Austin and how he gets very butthurt at the fact mm-hmm. that, you know, Chelsea didn't choose his brewery to be part of that, part of her party. Can I just say, Chelsea having a party and having someone bring you beer, a brewery to bring you beer, mm-hmm. and then to have the I guess like a catering company come to her, that was really amazing. Mm-hmm. And then we also find out that Shep, right, he gets dumped.
Mm, yeah. Big surprise.
It was good. I loved her party. But may I jump in with the beer mm-hmm. thing? That's Austin. He admitted that he didn't have his beer game together. Mm-hmm. Like, he said he dropped the ball. So you can't drop the ball and then walk into your friend's party and be yeah. mad that she has someone else's beer thing prominently
featured.
I don't think
he was necessarily mad. He did say he was just embarrassed. I think it's just like what they showed us in the clip. It was just shame in front of him. Yeah, it was like shame more than anything. Once I saw the full part of that, then I was like, oh, okay, I can understand it. He brought it up because he's ashamed of the fact that he hasn't moved forward with his beer brand. So, yeah. I mean, that makes so much sense. And he's calling himself out, if anything. So I was like, okay, well, I could deal with that. If he would have came in there and been upset about it, period, I would have been like, no. You know? So.
It was definitely an interesting take. I'm curious to know what happened, because all he says is that he's had, I guess,
money.
Is it financial trouble?
Yeah, that's what he said. Okay.
But, well, I know what happened, because he's not an adult either, and he didn't have his stuff together.
Maybe he can hook up with Anna.
Maybe.
Anna, help him.
Anna should be the highest paid woman on this show, y'all. Rest. Bless her heart.
Mm-hmm. The one person who was really shining was, it was definitely the Chelsea's house and how much Chelsea has achieved. And it was happy for me to see her have this beautiful home, and then for Austin to come in and be like, wow, it's like, yes, she's done
and
this.
Her hot boyfriend.
And her hot boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Like, she's done this on her own, and she's been able to pick herself up and actually make some money off of it.
He likes to dip, and I think it's sexy. Yeah.
So Shep lost. So Shep got dumped, right? And uh-huh. then he's like, well, I'm going to meet this other chick, which is his rebound. And then loses
so
her.
So quickly, yeah.
So quickly.
The best story. How long was he riding the bike along before he realized that he lost her?
Oh, yeah. What do you think, Crystal? Do you think that...
Tell me what you think. Let me tell you. I just saw Craig so excited to be ready to jump on this story and like let him know where he's at in his life. He was just like this. Let me tell you something, Shep. And Shep was like, you know, with his food on the corner of his mouth.
That was so disgusting. Uh-huh.
And it was white, too.
Shep is going to be a really gross old man.
Yes.
And like, just yes. with nose hair,
yes.
ear hair,
yeah. beer belly. Yes. Also, Austin, I saw, he also got some pleasure from this as well.
Yeah.
So, you know what? You build your own, you know, castle, boy. Yeah. So that's all I gotta say.
Mm-hmm. I'm not on Shep this season, y'all. I'm like off the Shep train. And I think a lot of it is, and maybe it's because it's like.
Alcohol?
No, honestly, maybe it's like post Me Too. I just think he treats and values women horribly. Yeah. And it really actually bothers me on like a guttural level. And I think that way he talks about them is so indicative of that. And it's ridiculous and we laugh at it. But then when you think about like his history of how he's treated women.
It's chauvinistic.
And then how, I mean, thank God for Cameron calling him out. This is jumping ahead a little bit, but calling him out on like his judgment of Madison, but yet not his judgment of Austin. Because, well, she makes Austin look bad. I'm like, Austin is the one on this freaking tape in his underwear, like going, Madison!
Madison!
Just like that.
Madison!
Yeah, which actually you bring a really good point, and that's a topic that I do want to dive into. the fact that Shep said in quote unquote, sometimes good guys have threesomes, right? Trying to defend Austin.
Yes.
And then he, in, on top of that, he said the second person to do something is culpable. It's like he's totally disregarding whatever Austin did. And he, his mind is just, I don't know. It's hard for me to explain it, but I feel it. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. I think that goes back to a lot of... my friend that I do another show with, who's from South Carolina, talks about, he said, that's just the way guys think there. But even he, who's also a gay man, a little more, you think, worldly, he's kind of like, that's just the way things are. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't cut it for me anymore.
No, that's not. We're a little bit maybe more progressive and not to
I don't
talk,
know. What do you think? You're from the South.
Let's hear this.
Everything that you guys said absolutely is true. And it is the way that men are more chauvinistic, and it's allowed and it's accepted, and people just say, oh, that's just the way things are. However, I will say, for Shep, he seems to be a little bit more self-aware than he's ever been before. Mm-hmm. When he was talking about that he really liked the girl, the one who broke up with him, that he really liked her, mm-hmm. but he was afraid. He used those
That's
words.
True.
He was afraid. So, like, is he afraid of abandonment? So he wants to drop him before they drop him? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, he mm-hmm. saw it coming.
Self-sabotaging himself, maybe?
Exactly.
Yeah, I could see that, 100%.
Okay, well, maybe.
So maybe, I mean, he's not the worst of the worst. He can be saved.
I should say. He's not Thomas Ravenel.
No. He definitely can be saved. And I feel like he should be getting to that point in his life where he should be out there asking for help. And he should be talking to a therapist, maybe seeing a life coach. I don't know, something to kind of set up. Why are you laughing?
Because you said he could be saved. I love that.
I think you bring a good point where it bothers me because... I do love Shep. Like, you know what I mean?
I
care about him. Whereas Thomas, I'm like, burning. But so I think that's why it bugs me. It's because mm-hmm. I'm like, when you see, it's kind of the way the ladies were talking about Catherine or houses. It's like, Shep, you have the potential to be this person. And you're just kind of, for lack of a better word, shitting the bed.
I want one of the girls who he sleeps with, his rebounds or something, to really set him straight. Like, I want to see this on TV.
You think they will,
though? I want them, because I feel like all these, like, he gets away with so much, and I just want
The girl was burping him at the restaurant. Right. Like,
ladies, come on.
Did he say, Trista Love had a question and said, did he say he was still reeling from a breakup in 1997,
right? He did, yes.
High school.
Yeah. I graduated high school in 97. That's 20 years ago.
Shep did, too. That's what they said when he was in high school. Yeah. Wow. That's exactly what he said.
Oh, so sad. Therapy session.
Yes. Let's jump into Whitney and Catherine. It's official that they hooked up.
Hey, y'all.
So we knew this. Now it was confirmed. And so now the only person that I was thinking of was Patricia. And I'm just like, oh, Lord. It's like having your mom find out that you've hooked up with someone. I don't know. For me, it'd be like,
I don't know what's worse, though, whether that's worse that she found out, Patricia found out. We all know that she knows now.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously during this segment, we don't know if she knew at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's worse or the fact that she said it wasn't bad. That's never good.
I thought she said it in a good way.
I think she meant it in a good way, but still, if sex is good, you're like, how would sex? She'd be like, it was good.
She could have even said, like, you know, like, it could have been that, you know, without even having to say anything. But when you say it wasn't bad, it almost sounds like it was.
See, because when you haven't had good, you don't know how to say it.
That's true.
Can we give Craig some props here? He, like, three seasons ago called out the whole Whitney family.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. I wanted to bring this up.
Yes, he was the one who put all the pieces together. Yeah. And then post-production put it, you know, literally gave us the visuals behind everything that he said. I loved it. And Craig is always, you know, we slight him, like, you know, I was talking about him not knowing what a W-9 is. We slight him sometimes. However, he's a smart guy. He's just smart in his own way.
And he's got a big heart. That's the thing. He has a good yes. a kind yes, he heart. Does. And that's why I love that they showed that, because that shows who he is at his core. He is about the truth.
Yes.
Well, he's very empathetic. Yes. And I feel like that's one of his greatest strengths. But also, yes. because as a man, that sometimes is his greatest weakness, especially right. a man mm-hmm. in the South. But I wrote down, I said, you know, if you think about it, Craig usually is right about everyone.
He really mm-hmm. is.
He really is.
Yeah, he's spot
except
on.
For himself.
About to say, wait a minute.
But you know,
not so
I, think
much about
that,
him.
I think there's truth about he and Naomi by the way she reacted.
Yes, I agree.
He called Thomas, and, you know,
too.
And like if you think about all the people that he's talked about, he's right.
He spot is. On. Spot mm-hmm. on. Right.
Maybe it's not that he was wrong about himself. He, for so many seasons, he was hiding, he was lying, he was, you know, making up stories that he graduated mm-hmm. from law school when he hadn't, yeah. or, you know, he was ready to pass the, mm-hmm. take the bar. So he had all these things that he was covering up, and I don't think it wasn't that he was not self-aware. I think he had too many things that he was hiding.
Yeah.
So now I think we'll have an opportunity to see the real Craig mm-hmm. because he's just like, yeah. this is who I am.
I hope so. Yeah, and I think that you're absolutely right, because if you think about it, Anna is somebody he hired in, so he probably is like starting to understand himself a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Maybe that woman who he had seen prior, the therapist, maybe gave him like, hey, guess what? Maybe mm-hmm. if you do this, maybe she was the one that helped him move along, and now he's able to better, you know, show mm-hmm. himself to the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes
Susan,
a lot.
You got Jesus. You're sweeter than the rest of us, girl.
You really do. Mm-hmm. We need someone like that.
We need that on this bed.
We are like shady. shade all day in here.
We need that balance up in here.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
Crystal, do you want to introduce us into
Absolutely.
The next topic?
Absolutely. You guys, you know what time it is, right? Yeah. It's
hey
our
girl.
It's our not so, so charming moment. Yes. So in this, if you have never tuned in before and you don't know what this is, it's basically, you know, watching the show and finding a moment that a cast member did that was not so charming. Mm-hmm. How about Maite? You go ahead and start.
I just had two pop into my mind, but I'm just gonna say one. When Shep was having dinner, lunch with Danny, and then he just went ahead and ordered whatever he wanted his mm-hmm. way, and Danny was kind of like saying, hey, what about me? That was my not-so-charming moment.
Yeah.
Coming from him, not so much from her, because she was standing up for herself and wanting to say what she wanted.
And the tots, he didn't want it after.
It's like, really?
I know. I need to go back and watch Relationship. I never watched that.
You didn't? I did.
Me too.
It wasn't.
Me too.
Anyways, moving on. Susan?
Well, I have two.
Yeah.
One, Chelsea, when she thought about Shep coming to her house, she first said, can I designate one area where Shep's going to sit? Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, she didn't want to do that to him, so she came up with a different plan. And she said, we'll fix you a plate and then go outside. And then it was almost as if she didn't turn to the camera, but it was almost as if she turned to the camera and said, see how I did that?
Yeah, yes,
she did.
Yeah,
she did.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was funny.
That was super funny. Super slick. Mm-hmm. How about you?
Can we talk about Catherine's confessional look when she was wearing the purple eyeshadow Ooh. With her boob? I mean, it was a lot, y'all. Like, they cut to her in the confessional and I went like this. Like, it was just, it was so purple. She looked kind of like
Ursula,
she was trying to be Angelina Jolie and Maleficent or something.
Yeah, Ursula a little bit, but a beautiful one, you know what I mean? Like, it was just a little
I
too
just
Disney.
Wanted to be like, you... What do your children think of sometimes
Maleficent.
When they look at you?
That
anyway,
was a good
it was a lot. It was a heavy hand, whoever did that makeup.
Yeah.
Her face was beat, then someone picked it up and beat it again.
Oh my god.
And what about you, Sugar?
So funny. I will have to say my not so charming moment is when Gizmo walked away. Gizmo is a bad little kitty. He's so cute though. And also when he got in the box, he was about to get shipped off. And who knows whose clothes were going to go into that
That's
box.
True.
So shame on Gizmo.
That's
who knows?
True.
That's true. That could be allergic to cats. Trista Love in the chat says, we only have one, but Trista Love says, Shep ordering for Danny. That was her not so charming as well, Monte.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That good. All right, let's jump into our prediction. Yeah, let's jump into our predictions really quickly.
Oh, sure.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay. We're going to do predictions and then we're going to do some news, y'all. So we're mixing it up.
Sorry, guys. Okay, so let's... Matt, do you want to start with prediction?
My prediction is I think that I'm not ready to think about something, but I think... You know what I think it is? I kind of see we might see some more sparks between Whitney and Catherine this season.
Oh, Ooh. That's a good one.
I feel like Austin might make a turnaround, and I don't know, maybe something with, you know, Chelsea. I don't know. Something is still there. So I'm just going to say that. I don't know if it's going to happen for the next episode, but it's something still there, the both of them. Why are they trying to, like, prove stuff to each other? Mm-hmm. There's something there.
I think Shep's looking for his plus one, his real plus one, not the one from, you know, the Shep dating show. I think he's really looking for a girlfriend or someone that he can call his own. He's at that point.
Because he's 40.
And he's not ready to lose someone else again.
Yeah.
Okay. Literally or figuratively. He's not ready to lose someone else.
What about you, girl? Mine is, I think Eliza is going to start, I mean, she's going to continue to have trouble with the group, and I feel like she's going to go straight to Patricia and try and team her up with her.
Girl.
That's my prediction. Yeah.
Wow.
All right, you want to take it away, Matt?
Yeah, it's time now for your AfterBuzz news and gossip.
Woo! Woo!
Okay, first of all, y'all, we're going to talk about, Catherine was on Watch What, I always want to say Watch What Crappens because my friend hosts that show and I love it. That's a great podcast. But Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, and she was talking about her anxiety. And I saw like a blip of it, but you actually watched it,
right? I did watch it, and she was so jittery, and I kept thinking to myself, oh my God, she's so nervous. But then she had posted on Instagram about how she has really bad anxiety, and she was putting it out there, so we commend her for that. I myself have my bouts of anxiety, so I can completely understand, but she was really, really having a hard time sitting there. So, you know, we send lots of love, and, you know, we just hope the best for her.
We hope the best for her. Okay, we also have some news about Craig. He said, according to People.com, this article that came out today, he had a sit-down, and he said after his breakup with Naomi that he was, quote, 100% depressed. He said, I have a whole new respect for it because it does cripple you. He's 30. I thought he was older. And he said, I've never been depressed before, and I didn't understand it. I didn't know how bad it was until I got until the other side.
Poor guy.
And he points to his home. He said, you see my home in the show? And when I was watching it back, I was like, is this really how my house looked like? Because I didn't see it. I was living in shambles, and that's how I was feeling, too. Aww. It was bad. I'm not going to lie. So then he goes on. You can read the article on People, but he talks about how traveling really, you know, kind of helped break him out of that. And he said, you know, I needed to move on, and I was ready, but after 11 years in Charleston, the dating pool's pretty small, and I found myself liking people that were also friends with Naomi, and it just didn't work out. And so that's kind of why it preempted him to get out of town and travel.
Good for him. Good.
That's true, though. That happened to me once when my dog passed away, and I was depressed. I didn't realize it until, like, months afterwards. I was like, oh.
You were depressed?
I was not me.
Yeah.
It was not me. I just want to go check with your friends. Oh, we got one more little thing. So, and I know that you saw this too, so please help me out. So, Madison is speaking about cheating on Austin. This was on Watch What Happens Live as well, right?
Absolutely.
I need to start taping it again. It's just Andy Cohen. Yeah. Ever since he shaded Kathy Griffin, I'm done with him.
Oh.
Because I'm Team Kathy, and I think he's a little whatever. Mm-hmm. But anyway, but she said that... basically, she said that she was talking that Austin tweeted, right?
So Austin tweeted on the show live and basically was like, she cheated on me. Madison cheated on him and then tried to get the guy to, like, not tell him. So there was some conflict there. And then Patricia
spoke up, right?
Spoke up and was like, you guys were, like, you know, on a break.
They were on a break. They were like Ross and Rachel. They were on a break.
All right.
Are they still together on Instagram?
They haven't confirmed anything. So,
okay, we'll see. Well, that's AfterBuzz News.
Yes. And that is our show for tonight, everyone. We thank you so much for tuning in. Before we sign off, Matt, you want to let everybody know where they can find you?
Yes, you can find me at everything at Instagram and Twitter at TheMattMar. And I love this show so much. I have another Southern Charm podcast, but it's very different than this one, much shadier. It's called Sweet Tea. You can find that. Just look at my Twitter.
Yes, and I'm Crystal McLaughlin. You can find me on all social media at Crystal823. That's with an I, not with a Y.
Susan Pinkney, SUZQ90210.
Hey guys, and I am Maitha Kriu. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maitha. Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. We will see you next week.
You. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.